100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. And, okay, so things may sound a little unusual. I don't know. My laptop had some issues yesterday morning. I woke up and it was like recovery mode. Okay, what am I recovering from? Wouldn't tell me. So I had a rebuild and put the data back on and the basic applications that I use, which aren't much. And it seemed to be working. So we'll see if this is a success or if it'll take a day or two. Anyway, it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And then I try to put it up on the website. But thanks to this Gutenberg thing, I have no idea what it is. Is this Steve Gutenberg? Because it's really annoying. And so I really want to go back to the classic editor. I know everything brand new is a... Developers, apparently, in their zest, in their zeal to make things, quote, easier. Yeah. And then they find people that they pay to say, oh, this is great. I'm part of an A-B study. What? You're telling me to select B? This is your new thing? I think it sucks. I think it's an SL Viewer 2.0 move. And so I'm sure they're going to make some tweaks and go... I hope the option is there that I can flip back to what I want. The stuff that I saw was, well, you can go back to the classic editor based on your blocks. I don't want the fucking blocks. I just want this shit to work. I want to go straight into the HTML at some point. That was so much easier. And now it's simple. Dumbing it down makes it dumb. Anyway. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories. We've got a whole bunch of stories on bitching and whining and moaning. And yet this morning I weighed in 201.8 pounds. So yay, brand new low was yesterday, 201.5. So I'm keeping it and just... fits and starts, man. Just when I start to lose hope, that's the big drop. Happens every time. So I ought to get used to it and accept it and be cool with it instead of maybe the stress from that is what burns off a pound or two. I don't know. Anyway, here is your weekly challenge. Here are the stories, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 659 with a prompt of too much. With the weather winter, I've caught a bit of a cold, so I'll try not to cough while I'm recording this. Anyway, here is my story. I believe it's episode number 43 of the Bilbert saga. Bilbert's dad put an arm around his shoulders and walked him to his room. Don't be worried about it too much, Billy. You'll find in time that girls will become a very important part of your life. Bilbert panicked when his father followed him into his room and said, Have a seat, son. There are some things we probably should talk about. Bilbert squirmed. It's okay, Dad. They teach us those things at school now. What? Oh, of course, they do. His dad cleared his throat. But the kids in our family line are different. When puberty arrives... they develop superpowers. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A mother came to me. She was holding a photograph. It was her daughter's. A mother came to me with tears in her eyes. She wanted to tell me about the stories. She wanted to tell me about the singing, the painting. My daughter, you see. And she held the photograph close to her chest, as if that would bring her daughter back. I'm writing a book, you see. And she poured her soul into it. A mother came to me and whispered, "It was too much." And I thought, it was too much pain. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. Two stories this week on the topic of too much. The first is called Excess. "You can't have too much of a good thing," my dad used to say, and I took him at his word. First, it was an excess of sweets and chocolate. Then, as I grew older, I discovered sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So, true to my dad's advice, I binged on the lot. These days, as I lie morbidly obese, toothless, deaf, and mentally destroyed by the excesses of my youth, unable to move from my bed, most of my time is taken up with sleep. As Dad always said, you can't have too much of a good thing. My second story is called, "Well, Would It?" "Would it be too much to ask you to put the toilet seat down after you've used it?" she complained every morning. "And while you're at it, is it too much hassle to replace the toothpaste cap?" Every Thursday, "Is it too much trouble for you to put the bins out?" And then the constant nagging. "I suppose it's too much to expect you might attempt the washing up, the laundry, the housework, the shopping." Maybe I come across as lazy, but it's part of my ploy to make her divorce me. I'd divorce her myself, but it costs too much. That's it. So until next time, whenever that might be, but quite likely next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
"You'll let me know when the pain becomes too much, won't you?" "Of course you will. You'll shout, scream and thrash about in your bonds, begging me to stop, and pleading for mercy. Then, as the pain does indeed become too much to bear, your jaw will clamp so tightly, your teeth splinter and shatter. You'll strain so hard, the restraining wires slice through your flesh, to the bone. Then, I'll stop. Not to save you from further pain. Nothing is further from the truth. On the contrary, I'm saving you. So we can do it all over again. Tomorrow."
No Elf Eats by John DeCleese. "Any liver at all is too much. Probably never had it cooked right. You have to wash it thoroughly. Then you put bacon on top and grill it for a few minutes, not too long. And then you drizzle maple syrup on it just before it's done. That is a total waste of bacon and maple syrup. It still tastes like liver. In addition to the flavor, it has a texture that reminds me of dog shit. Well, what about pâté? That's delicious, and it's liver. Too much iron. It's my elf blood on my mother's side. I'm allergic." Doug by John DeCleese. Doug dug himself a hole in his backyard so that he could play at being a soldier in combat. He thought of it as a foxhole because, like many boys, what he knew of war was a mashup of lingo from conflicts about which movies had been made, and a mix-up of costume and equipment and technique and weaponry. His parents did not discourage him. It cost about the same as killing people in the endless series of first-person shooter video games. When he died, his collection would have been worth a fortune, had anyone been still alive to buy it. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyck.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Late for Tea. I was lucky enough to grow into the Beatles. In 1963, I was a mere 10 years old, not old enough to even be a teeny bopper. But by 1969, I had 6 years of Beatleness under my musical belt. Sgt. Pepper's was the height of cool in its day. My favorite track on the LP was It's All Too Much. It totally captured the growing gash in suburban culture. Story goes, Harrison wrote the song about his LSD trips. 6 years later, in the warm California sun, I dropped my first tab of acid. Damn if George was spot on. Too much. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
How much is too much? Well, start with nothing. A lot of people start with nothing. Then add a little, which is somewhere between not enough and nothing at all. Then add some. Not much, just a little more, which is more than a little, and maybe just enough. Then add some more to that, which is more than some ever have. Add even more to that, and some more, a lot more. More than you could possibly want or need. At some point, you'll wonder if you have too much. That's when you know you have too much. Stop.
One 100-word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of too much, which I probably forgot to say in the introduction because I'm so pissed off at this stupid WordPress Gutenberg thing. I don't even know if this is going to publish or anything's going to attach right. It's just frustrating. I mean, creating a new interface just for the sake of creating a new interface. Well, it's going to make it better. No, it's not. There's a reason for it, and it's not this. Somebody has a kind heart, but their head ain't in the right place. Anyway. That's how it is with interfaces sometimes. Sometimes they do it right when they think like, oh, let's make it easier, and trying to make it easier as opposed to back-end technology updates and trying to make the user interface accommodate those. I don't know what the deal is with this thing, and I shouldn't talk, and I should just stick to the 100-word stories, which the next topic is polar. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, see what it's all about. I will see y'all, well, tomorrow, unless this Gutenberg thing screws up all my daily posts. And then we'll be back for the weekly challenge when I probably switch to Squarespace or something. I don't know. Thank y'all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.